Namaskaram. I had earlier mentioned to you about Vishakha Nakshatram, the birth star of Swami Nammalvar. While on the subject, I would like to share one idea with you all. There is a common belief that certain asterisms, nakshatrams, like Moolam, Vishakham, Ayilyam, Thiruvadarai, are all not so auspicious. They are inauspicious. Even when you start looking for a bride or a bridegroom, these stars play a very vital and detrimental role. But the Shastras do not mention anything like this. All nakshatrams are equally good. There is nothing like Bharani is too good, Makha Nakshatram is great, Thiruvonam is something so good. Nothing like that. In fact, to every star, there would be a matching star, a list of matching stars. The horoscope matters. When you want to look at match for a girl and a boy, you have to get to the horoscope, the details of it, and make a match. It is true that there are stars that match, and other than those, there is no point in getting into the horoscope. Although at times, even on the face of it, when the star does not match, horoscope may match. Similarly, Ashtami and Navami are tithis. In those tithis, we do not do anything auspicious. It's true, we can't have a marriage or a Simantam or a Upanayanam or on Ashtami and Navami day. Shri Vedanta Deshika mentions this in Yadavabhyudayam. When Ashtami and Navami approach Sriman Narayana, complaining about their disrespect by the masses, Bhagavan told them, he consoled them, "I would take birth as Rama in Navami and Krishna in Ashtami. Let us see whether people mend their ways." But even after Bhagavan taking birth, we have not changed. We still consider Ashtami and Navami as inauspicious. It is inauspicious only to conduct weddings and other things, not for going to a temple or we choosing to do something on those days. Our horoscopes have to be written. They are very important. But don't take them often. They should lie in your bureau. When you are born and you are 1 year old, it's written. Then it has to be taken out when you want to see a match for a wedding. That's all. Only on two occasions we can take that out. Rest, we have to leave to the lotus feet of Sriman Narayana. When I went to a lecture, I stayed at home. The girl there was expecting delivery. Parents looked very tense. I asked them why. They said, "Today is Rohini. We are all praying that a son must not be born in today's star Rohini. He should take birth only tomorrow." I asked them why. They replied, "Krishna was born on Rohini, and so Krishna killed his maternal uncle Kamsa. We are worried whether the maternal uncle of the newborn would also be killed or would find it difficult." I told them, "It's not going to happen, not because of Rohini. If the uncle is like Kamsa, then whatever be the nakshatram the boy is born, the maternal uncle would be in trouble. So there is no point in talking about whether I am born in a particular nakshatram or other." Similarly, we also considered widows to be inauspicious and those who don't have children to be inauspicious. We don't give them our child in their hand. We don't take betel nut, vetalai paarku from them. This is all wrong practices. These beliefs, blind faith, would give room for nastikas to talk wrong about us. The Shastras have never told these things. In fact, widows are given an equal status to a ascetic, a male sannyasi. We can receive vetalapaku from them. They can give us kumkumam. வி கேன் கிவ் அவர் சைல்டு டு தெம். முதல் நாள் தொட்டில் போடச்சே கூட கொடுக்கலாம். சோ லெட் அஸ் கோ பை த வெரி வேர்ட் ஆஃப் வேதா. தீஸ் திங்ஸ் டு நாட் மேட்டர். அவர் ஃபெய்த் டுவர்ட்ஸ் த லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் பகவான் ஒன்லி மேட்டர்ஸ். லெட்ஸ் ரீட் கீதா. வி வில் ஹாவ் அன் ஓப்பன் மைண்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ். நெக்ஸ்ட் டைம் வென் யூ ஹேப்பன் டு கம் அக்ராஸ் தீஸ் திங்ஸ், ப்ளீஸ் டெல் தெம் தீஸ் ஹாவ் நோ சாங்ஷன்ஸ் ஆஸ் பர் வேதா ஆர் வேதாந்தா. லெட் அஸ் பி ஃபோக்கஸ்ட் ஆன் சரணாகதி அண்ட் த பிளஸ்ஸிங்ஸ், த கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் லார்ட். தேங்க் யூ.